A reminder from council that anyone found guilty of environmental vandalism could be fined more than $130,000. That warning after herbicide testing confirmed poisoning of trees at First Bay at Coolum. A large sign has now been put up there. It follows another incident at Donegal Drive at Coolum, where a person responsible for clearing vegetation there was fined $20,000 and an additional $14,000 in compensation. And a third location near Coolum Boardwalk is now also under investigation due to suspicious tree damage. The Australian Transport Safety Bureau has found a crash in waters off the Sunshine Coast just over 2 years ago was unavoidable. The twin-engine Cessna had taken off from Sunshine Coast Airport in November 2023 and was bound for the United States, but it was ditched into the ocean about 53 k's offshore when the pilots couldn't maintain altitude. According to the findings, the plane had been loaded with additional fuel tanks, pushing it over the maximum takeoff weight limit. The two pilots survived the crash and were winched to safety by rescue helicopters. It was also found that despite not directly contributing to the crash, both pilots did not have the required license, and the plane was not compliant with ferry flight permit conditions. The Transport Workers Union hasn't ruled out future industrial action as garbage truck drivers in Noosa call for a 7% wage increase. 30 drivers walked off the job yesterday, which resulted in 6,000 homes and businesses missing their curbside rubbish collection. The union members at Cleanaway Noosa say their wages have gone backwards by more than 3% over the last 3 years, while Cleanaway says it will continue to negotiate with its workers. And Sunshine Coast Health has launched a new van to provide a culturally safe place for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to receive care. Its name means Live Strong, providing a mobile space for health checks and to provide basic health care to community members.